The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey, Todd here. You know, sometimes I forget to wash. For weeks at a time, my body takes on an earthy, musky smell like loamy topsoil. I'm mighty proud of my stink, because it's a man-sized stink. Can you smell me through your radio? If so, I'm sorry, but I can smell you, so we're even. And now, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there. Hey there, stinky fella. And Albin, you too.
Yeah, me
By
too.
The way, I just got to say, first of all, a couple of announcements. Number one, we've got John Zmirak for the rest of the program. We had him in hour one. We're going to continue the conversation with John Zmirak. That's the first announcement. Second announcement, what Todd just said, we played that like about a month ago, and we got an angry email from a woman who didn't think that that was in keeping with the Christian values that we that we espouse on the program.
Okay.
And to that woman, I want to say, I disagree. I disagree strongly.
Well,
but anyway,
deodorant was a second century invention, so all the Christians, early day Christians,
that's
did
right.
not smell so
They
hot.
Stank.
Right.
Man.
Yeah.
Some of them were really ripe. Some of the apostles. You know, you don't get that from Scripture because Scripture, it doesn't mention that stuff. Okay. So I also want to mention, folks, if you are in New York City or you know anybody in New York City, we are on 970 a.m. in New York City at 10 p.m. Folks, this is a big announcement. 10 p.m., 970 a.m. New York City. Please tell your friends in New York to listen to this program. Please, would you? Please? Okay. And also want to mention, if you are, if you get anything from MyPillow, I got to say this up front because I always forget. If you put in the code Eric or Metaxas, you get our whopping discount. In fact, you could tell all your friends. We don't care if they listen to the program. You could tell them they get our discount. Just put in Eric or Metaxas. Very important. If you don't use it, you don't get the discount.
No.
I'm just trying to tell you, okay? It's the big discount. All right, we're going to go back to John Zmirak. John, we've been talking about your article at stream.org. The title is Red Flag Laws Can Make Our Constitution Safer. Go ahead.
That's right. So if we did to the other amendments of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution what these people want to do to the Second Amendment, here is how those constitutional rights would be taken away and the government would gain enormous new power over the lives of you, me, and everyone. Okay, so we've already gone through the Fourth Amendment for unlawful searches. The Fifth Amendment means that you can't be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, and private property can't be taken for public use without proper compensation. So if we apply the red flag laws to this, the government could preemptively seize people's property and hold on to it until they proved they had the right to get it back. Now, I know what you're saying. We already do that with civil forfeiture, and that's true. This amendment is already being unconstitutionally abused when the government seizes people's property, you know, sometimes for tax things.
Or usually it's, I mean, they call it eminent domain, right?
No, no. Eminent domain is where they take it and they pay you for it. I'm talking about civil asset forfeiture. That's another whole thing. This is another example where the Constitution is being abused. But let's move on to the Seventh Amendment. The Seventh Amendment guarantees you a jury trial in criminal cases. If we do to this amendment what people want to do to the Second Amendment, one person calling up the police and saying they regard you as threatening would be enough for them to preemptively say, no, you're not going to get a jury trial. You have to prove, and the burden of proof's on you, that you deserve to have a jury in your murder trial.
I want to say something that we haven't said. This gives the government outrageous power. We've said that, and we know that that's wrong. But what I find particularly interesting is that you would expect liberals under a Trump administration to want anything but this, because this gives the government tremendous power. Why do you suppose that anti-gun liberals, let's call them, are not opposed to this if it gives the government that kind of power? Is it because they think that it's their part of the government's going to get the power?
They think they're going to have they think government power will always redound to their benefit. They think the Trump thing was a bizarre, you know, outlier. It was obviously caused by Russian manipulation, Russian Facebook ads, Russia hacked the voting machines. I mean, it is natural for the left to be in power, and Obama promised a fundamental transformation of America. The liberals assume they took from that, well, we can't quite make Obama president for life on a throne surrounded by peacock feathers. We would like to do that, but we probably can't get away with that. We'll have Hillary, and we'll keep having Democrat-approved candidates, and we have effectively taken permanent control of the country. And if for any reason it seems like we're not going to, we'll let in more immigrants from poor countries who will vote for more benefits and flip more states from red to blue. But this, between immigration and virtually everything else the left is doing now, is an attempt to take absolute governing power over the country. You saw the FBI was willing to interfere with the results of an election. They were bugging and spying on all the Republican candidates, not just Trump, at Obama's orders.
Now, do you think the Obama administration will pay for this? Do you think ultimately?
No.
Now, why do you say that, John?
Because our side are kind of wimpy. Our side is full of people like Paul Ryan and George W. Bush and Karl Rove, who all say, oh, no, we have to play nice. We can't get our hands dirty. And, yes, Donald Trump's willing to write nasty tweets. And he talks a good game about let's lock her up. But in fact, you don't see Bill Barr. I'm afraid Bill Barr's not going to put any of these FBI people in prison, and unless some of them, like Stroke or McCabe, go to jail, unless they go to jail with an orange jumpsuit, I don't think things are going to get better.
It's interesting. I think there's a lot of clamoring for that, because most of us who understand the situation do see this as such an egregious abuse of power that somebody has to pay.
It was like the East German secret police rigging the election.
Yeah.
All right, so if we go back to red flag laws, eviscerating the Constitution, if we applied the red flag laws to the Eighth Amendment, that's the one that forbids cruel and unusual punishment. But again, If a red flag law can suspend a constitutional right, it can suspend this one. So if a member of the public calls a judge and says, I think that criminal who was convicted of theft, I think he's dangerous. I don't think he deserves this Eighth Amendment rights. If it's up to the judge, then the judge can say, okay, criminal, you have to prove that you deserve a constitutional protection from cruel and unusual punishment. And if you don't succeed, if you don't convince me that you deserve this constitutional right, we can cut your hand off for theft, or we can flog you, or we can brand you on your face. Yes, those things are cruel and unusual, but you're only protected by the Eighth Amendment, and we've already established red flag laws can repeal constitutional rights.
I tell you, I wonder if any other radio program is going into this in such depth. And I'm not kidding, because this is it's a vital civics lesson, John. And as I listen to you, I realize it becomes a slam dunk. It becomes clearer and clearer and clearer what is happening here. But again, in a culture, in the soundbite culture, where you just have a moment and people more and more think with their emotions, you miss this stuff and terrible things can happen. I actually believe because of social media and because of the way the culture has gone, we are less able to keep the republic, less able to govern ourselves, because governing ourselves actually requires understanding the things you're talking about.
That's right, and thinking them through. Thinking through the logical implications of your statements instead of just virtue signaling on Twitter or Facebook.
And not just that, but demanding that our leaders understand these things. In other words, we should not elect leaders, and we've done so. We've elected many leaders who plainly have demonstrated that they don't understand the things you're talking about.
Or that they don't believe in them. Now let's go on to the next amendments, okay? These are actually kind of morbid and ironic, because the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were the ones passed during Reconstruction to end slavery, to guarantee due process of law, and to guarantee the right to vote.
John, hang on. We're gonna go to another break. Okay. This is a big cliffhanger, folks,
yeah.
Because I actually, on the break, unless you have Metaxas Super where you don't hear the commercials, on the break, you should try to figure out what happens if you take red flag laws and you apply them to the amendments. This is a homeschooling quiz. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out. Folks, I use it. I love it. Check it out.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John Zmirek is my guest, folks, for both hours today. I want to say, by the way, if you don't like commercials, you can subscribe to Metaxas Super. Mm-hmm. You can get commercial-free podcasting. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. Yep. You'll see the banner for Metaxas Super. It is like pennies per day, your choice, but if you want to go that route. You also get all the videos. Right now, we're videotaping this, and Albin and I have incredibly funny hats on.
Well, yeah.
You can't see that on your radio.
Yeah.
Now, if you could see that on your radio, something's wrong with your radio. But I want to say, if you want to be able to hear these conversations without commercials and you want to be able to watch them,
yes,
these are the ones we don't put on YouTube, you got to go to Metaxas Super. So we recommend you check it out, Metaxas Super. John Zmirek, we are giving a lesson to homeschoolers across America right now. And I really do hope that people in the homeschooling movement understand that this program usually would be a great assignment, because we want to help people, not just young people, but everybody, understand how our government works. How do you keep the republic? When you understand the things that we're talking about in this conversation, you begin to participate in self-government, which is the whole idea. If you don't participate, it ain't self-government. So, John Zmirek, you were just now taking us through the Constitution and through the Bill of Rights, of course. Through the amendments. You're basically saying that once we get to the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments, if you apply so-called red flag laws to them, something weird happens. It gets kind of creepy and ironic. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, the homeschoolers are the people who need this the least, because they actually probably already have caught their kids this stuff.
Right? I just think that they should get credit for listening to the, homeschooling credit for listening to this show.
Oh, I agree. I taught college, and the homeschooled kids were the absolutely best prepared.
They're going to take over the world by the grace of God. Yeah.
They were like 4 years ahead of the other students.
I know.
It was bizarre.
And they all know about black powder riflery, too.
And this is a lesson in slippery slope. This is the slippery slope lesson.
This is the slippery slope lesson for the homeschoolers. But they should get credit for this. I just want to say, the homeschool moms, your kids should get credit for listening to the show. I mean, honestly, this is an education. Go ahead, John.
Okay, so if we apply red flag laws that people want to do to the Second Amendment, to the other amendments, let's say the 13th Amendment, that forbids slavery. Well, but, you know, maybe there are some people out there who just can't take care of themselves and really need guidance, and they can't really make a living on their own. And guess what? Southern states, after Reconstruction, imposed the equivalent of red flag laws on the 13th and the 14th and the 15th Amendment.
That's a fact. It's shameful.
In terms of slavery.
It's absolutely shameful and true, yes.
In terms of slavery, de facto, black people were kept as sharecroppers, where they essentially didn't have the freedom to leave the land. They were still stuck on the same land where their ancestors were slaves, often still working for the people who used to legally own them or own their parents, because of Jim Crow laws, which effectively suspended the 13th Amendment and the 14th Amendment, which was due process of law. Guess what? Jim Crow laws suspended those too.
Help me understand.
That's how you had laws. That's how you had laws that if a black man looked crooked at a white woman on the sidewalk, he could be arrested on charges of attempted seeming to menace her or contemplating rape.
Let me ask you a question, John, because what you're saying, we're talking about Jim Crow laws. So my question to you is, how are red flag laws different from Jim Crow laws? Because Jim Crow laws seem to me equally unconstitutional, and yet they held sway for many, many decades.
That was because of the power of Democrats, Southern Democrat senators. Southern Democrat senators would filibuster any federal effort to enforce the Constitution south of the Mason-Dixon line, and in many northern places, too. Racism and segregation were problems across the country. But in terms of codified Jim Crow laws, those were mostly in southern states. And you had Southern Democrats using the filibuster to prevent the passage of anti-lynching laws, for instance. Anti-lynching laws were the federal government kept trying to stop the mass vigilante killings of mostly young black men for alleged crimes against young white women, and they tried to apply the 14th Amendment, but the local governments wouldn't cooperate. You had all white juries that would routinely acquit the people who committed the lynchings, and this was the equivalent of a red flag law applied to the 14th Amendment. How about the 15th Amendment? That guarantees the right to vote. Well, all across the South, they disenfranchised black people, saying that they weren't actually qualified, and we need to make sure that only qualified voters are showing up. So we're going to have literacy tests, and we're going to test you on the Constitution, and we're going to use any means we can to disenfranchise people. Those were red flag laws applied to the 15th Amendment.
Now, what's interesting to me is that tests on the Constitution and all that stuff, I'm all in favor of that. If it's applied to everyone, because the fact is you shouldn't be able to vote unless you have some sense of what it means to be an American. And that should be for everybody. But of course, it was only enforced against the poor blacks in the South.
That's right. That's right. And that's the problem with these laws. When you have laws that permit arbitrary enforcement based on the decisions, the whims of a single judge whose decisions are not up for review by anyone, then you don't have a system of laws anymore. You don't have a government of men, not of laws. And the more power we give to judges behind the scenes, judges who are probably not that different from prosecutors like Andrew Weissman, the same kind of – remember how the FISA judges took false evidence and to basically wrecked the lives of people like Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and General Flynn based mostly on absolutely nothing. Now you know how this works. I'd like to end on a funnier note. The 19th Amendment gives women the right to vote. But not every guy thinks the women in his life are safe voters. He doesn't think they're responsible.
Just pick up the phone, guy, and make a red flag law
phone
call.
If your wife doesn't vote the way you want her to, you can red flag her.
You need to pick up the phone.
And a judge will take her right, her voter registration card, and she has to hire a lawyer and prove that she is not a dangerous extremist before she gets the right to vote.
Just dial 1-800-RED-FLAG, 1-800-RED-FLAG.
Do it now.
Do it.
Do it now.
I tell you, John, but I mean, it's such a clarifying exercise to do what you've done. Anybody who wants to read the article, you can find it at stream.org, or I hope everybody's following John and me on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and I post a lot of these articles. John, obviously you post them, but stream.org has them all. It's very important that people be educated. I talk about this all the time when I wrote my book, If You Can Keep It. The idea is that if we do not understand the basics, you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to get a PhD on these subjects, but you have to understand the basics to function as an American and to do your part, just like, you know, if we're being attacked by a foreign power, everybody has to do his part. You have to do your part in peacetime, and that means being familiar with the basics. We try on this program to help educate people so they understand, and that's why we have John Zmirak on. John, we're going to talk about some of your other articles. To which shall we turn now?
Well, I've got another piece on this same happy subject of mass shootings.
I see it in front of me, yes. Called Mass Shootings Cause Mass Delusions.
That's right. That's right. And people don't realize it, but violent crime has fallen greatly since the 1970s and 80s. You know, you and I both lived in New York during that period. I remember when it was a terrifying experience to use an ATM because they'd all been occupied by the homeless. Do you remember that?
People don't realize this, but I was actually murdered 3 times in the 1980s. Happily, I survived all three. Well, you know something? Young people don't have any clue how bad it was. I will never forget the 80s. I mean, the 70s, too. The 70s, too, because I lived in New York in the early 70s, and you were here. We remember when the city was in socialist, democratic free fall under Mayor Lindsay, under Abe Beame. The city was absolutely falling apart. Incredibly, incredibly dangerous times.
To the point where they made a movie, Escape from New York. It was a futuristic vision where they had just turned Manhattan into one big prison island.
Yeah. And if you think it was cheesy, it can't be cheesy because Kurt Russell was in it. Yeah. And he's like one of the, he's like basically the white Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. Snake Plissken.
Oh, man.
All right. So what people don't realize, violent crime has plummeted since then. But a new thing has arisen, the horrendous phenomenon of nihilistic mass shooters. And mass killers.
Yeah.
People who decide that they're going to get a kind of dark immortality by murdering as many innocent civilians as possible as if it were a video game. And that is a new and shocking and terrifying phenomenon because usually we deter crime because we think the criminal doesn't want to be shot and killed, doesn't want to go to jail. And virtually all our law enforcement and law deterrence is based on the criminal wanting to stay alive. If the criminal is perfectly ready to die and even wants to die, kind of all bets are off. That's why suicide bombers are so effective as terrorists.
That's exactly right. Folks, we're talking to John Smerek. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We will continue this conversation in a moment. Stick around.
Save those lies, darling, don't explain.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The center of Hurricane Dorian finally moving away from Grand Bahama Island. The hurricane centered about 65 miles north of Freeport and moving to the northwest near 5 miles per hour. Over 2 million people along the coast of Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina have been warned to evacuate. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, more than 13,000 houses, or about 45% of the homes in Grand Bahama and Abaco, were believed to have been severely damaged or destroyed. UN officials say more than 60,000 people will need food. Vice President Pence has urged Ireland and the rest of the European Union to negotiate in good faith with Britain as the October 31st Brexit deadline nears. Pence is in Dublin, and he says the United States supports Britain's decision to leave the European Union and wants to see negotiations succeed. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get shut out.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin and I are sitting here talking to John Zmirak. His articles can be found at stream.org. I can't tell you how often I say to people, do you go to stream.org? They've never heard of it. Folks, stream.org, way better than all those other conservative Christian websites.
Except no substitutes.
Yeah, except no substitutes. John, go ahead.
Thanks. So, I mean, countries like Israel have a lot of trouble deterring suicide bombers, you know? I mean, they actually took to, in desperation, demolishing the family homes of suicide bombers because if they don't care about themselves, maybe they care about their grandmothers not having a place to live. It is very hard to deter someone who is a suicide killer.
Wow.
Donald Trump this past weekend said no gun control laws that anybody have proposed would have prevented any of the last five or six terror attacks. And that's true.
Well,
there is nothing short of confiscating every gun in America that's not owned by the police, which is not remotely possible or desirable.
Well, what do you think
happened? Nothing short of that would have prevented these mass shootings. And furthermore, you know, there are other weapons besides guns. Timothy McVeigh didn't use a gun in Oklahoma City. He used a fertilizer bomb. Are we going to get rid of all the fertilizer? Guess what? If you want to murder a lot of people in a school, you could sabotage the gas lines so the place explodes. There are countless ways to kill large numbers of people if that's what you're doing and you're not afraid of death.
The question becomes, as William F. Buckley used to say, the question becomes, what is it that is causing men, mostly younger men, to do these things, and why weren't they doing them 40, 50, 80 years ago when we had plenty of guns? To me, it's a social breakdown issue. Something has happened in the culture, and we don't want to address that because you can't just flip a switch, you know, in some government bureaucracy someplace. You have to actually think more deeply about what does it mean to be human, what's the meaning of life, what happens to people when they cease to have purpose, when they cease to have community. All those things come into play, and we're not having that conversation.
Yeah, basically, I think it's two things. One, all this Darwinism has finally seeped into the bone, and people have finally realize the implications of saying that the whole human species and everyone who exists are the result of chemical accidents that happened randomly.
It's the culture of death. John Paul II talked about the culture of death. We no longer, if you don't know who we are, if you don't believe that every human being is sacred, created in the image of God, if you don't believe that, you devolve to this bleak, nihilistic, Darwinist view.
If we're really no more than sophisticated monkeys, guess what? Chimpanzees do mass killings. Chimpanzees will randomly attack and kill each other. So if you tell people that they're chimpanzees long enough, they might start to believe you and act on it. That and divorce and the absence of fathers.
Those two are huge. Those are huge. Right? Go ahead.
Back in the 70s, they're always saying children are so resilient, by which they really meant we're going to do whatever the heck we want and tech with the kids.
Yeah.
And the whole sexual revolution was premised on advancing male sexual gratification, convincing women to adopt male attitudes towards sexual gratification, and letting children suffer the consequences.
And all of the feminists. Go ahead.
Great book. First the sexual revolution, then feminism was a reaction to it.
Right.
But they're both premised on putting the sexual pleasure of adults ahead of the interests of children biologists tell me that actually the purpose of sex is the production of children. I know that seems like a crank theory.
What? I didn't know there was a connection between the two. Really?
Hmm.
So
yeah,
you're trying to tell me that when a male and a female have sex, that it could result in the birth of a child? Where are you getting your information?
It could. There are scientists who said that might even be its biological purpose.
What? Wait a minute. Have offspring?
I think so.
You guys, you're a science denier there, John.
That's just crazy.
That's
right. So between Darwinism and divorce, it's not really that surprising that young male primates deprived of paternal guidance engage in the same kind of mass killing that chimpanzees do.
I have to say that we are dealing with the root of the issue here. Who do we say we are? What are human beings? And you're quite right, John. When we begin to believe what we've been hearing for decades, that we are the result of random mutations over time, that our lives are not here because a loving God created us in his image, but we believe that, you know, we're just an agglomeration of chemicals. When you begin to believe that, which we are now doing in the culture and which younger people are doing more and more, you cease to understand why you're here, and you're much more likely to lash out in these dark, nihilistic ways. I actually think there are demonic elements to what's happening here. There's a spirit of murder. There's something here which is extremely dark. When you're talking about murdering many people, I don't think it's merely a social issue. I think it becomes a spiritual issue. I think we open ourselves up to very dark forces.
I agree with you, but you know, meanwhile, you've got groups like the ACLU helping the Satanists to sue local governments, saying that restricting abortion violates their religious liberty.
Wow.
Mm.
It's incredible. We've just lost cultural confidence, as somebody once put it. You have to know who you are, why you're here, what you're doing. We're going to be right back with John Zmierak. Folks, please don't forget, if you ever use MyPillow.com, if you order anything from MyPillow.com, please don't forget and tell your friends, use the code Eric or Metaxas. You will get our whopping discount, better than those other discounts, much better. We'll be right back with John Zmierak. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. I know full well that if you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, you have some options. For example, you have Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent and even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop all over the parts of your body that hurt and do that a few times a day. And of course, you can use over-the-counter drugs or even prescriptions. We know about those. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people like me are now taking Relief Factor every day? Well, I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's why they created the 3-week quick start pack to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible to get you out of pain too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I have joined them. Order the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. You have to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Most people who order the 3-week quick start pack continue to take it because it works. That's why I take it.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to besthotgrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Folks, it's Eric from Texas. So I'm talking to John Zmirak, but you already knew that. Before we go back to Zmirak, Albin, we got a couple things we got to mention before we go back to Zmirak.
Yes.
Okay, you want Zmirak? You got to wait. Actually, we've got a couple things we have to announce. First of all, we are now on in New York City at 10 p.m.
That's right.
If you know anybody who lives in the New York City area who's not listening to this program, you need to contact them. You need to say, hey. Eric Metaxas is on 970 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
9:70 a.m. at 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. Take advantage of it. All right? Please, folks, if you have friends in New York, because that's just an incredible hour. We were on later. It's just very important.
And it's both hours of the show,
and it's both hours. And if you live in New York and you're listening to me right now, please tell your friends 9:70 a.m. because it's just a great opportunity. I want to mention that. That's a number one, 9:70 a.m. in New York City. In the morning, there's Joe Piscopo. You got Kevin McCullough. Get all these great people on. And now I'm a part of that lineup at 10 p.m. in New York City. All right. So got to mention that. Got to mention that this week we're going to have Charlie Kirk in the studio. Who's Charlie Kirk, you say?
Who is he?
You're going to find out.
Okay.
He's a brilliant young man who runs Turning Point USA. He's a new conservative voice. Kind of like Candace Owens. These are people that, you know, really with the advent of Trump, they kind of burst onto the scene. And they're brilliant. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Candace Owens on. By the way, she got married this weekend.
Yes, that's right.
I emailed her the day she got married.
Yeah.
No kidding. And I said, hey, Candace, you could be on the show, whatever. And I didn't get a response. And I thought, what's going on? Charlie Kirk responded. What's wrong with Candace? And then I realized, oh, today's your wedding day.
Oh,
maybe that's a good reason not to respond to emails.
But
isn't that incredible? Congratulations to the beautiful, incredibly talented Candace Owens on her new wedding. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say this week, perhaps tomorrow, we will have Charlie. Actually, tomorrow we will have Charlie Kirk on this program.
I'm making a note of that.
Yeah, no, of course, because we're going to have him early in the studio. So we'll put him on immediately. So tomorrow, don't miss Charlie Kirk. We've got one final segment with John Zmirak. I want to mention also, in case you missed it, we raised more than $84,000 for Food for the Poor. Our goal was $37,000.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we didn't hit the goal.
Oops.
We doubled it and then some.
Yikes.
We don't want that to happen, but sometimes these things happen. So we raised $84,000. Now, that's not the final. We still haven't got the final.
No, that's right.
We raised $84,000. And as a thank you to you listeners who gave, because I am so grateful, I can never tell you how grateful I am to all of you who, you know, reached into your own pockets to give to this wonderfully important cause, Food for the Poor. I want to say to you, here's what we're going to do, Albin, okay? And I just wanted to mention this before we get Zmirak back on the program, that we're going to double the prize, okay?
Yes.
The deluxe grand prize, okay, is gigantic, okay? We're going to do a second grand prize, which is not quite as gigantic, as a thank you, because we thought, you know, we don't just want one person to win. But there's another announcement. The grand prize that you get, it's basically an instant library. It's literally like 50 different books, I sign all the books that I wrote, of course. I do not sign the books I didn't write. Yeah, I won't do that. And but all the books that I wrote, so we're talking Miracles book, If You Can Keep It, Martin Luther, Bonhoeffer, the Dutch Bonhoeffer, the Chinese Bonhoeffer.
Yeah.
All of these books, okay, it's a huge number of books.
And Donald Builds the Wall, which is just coming out in two weeks.
I hope people will pre-order that.
Yeah.
Go online and order Donald Builds the Wall. It's very funny. Tim Ranglin has outdone himself. Mm-hmm. He's got a guy in there that I think it is Sean Hannity. I already know it's Sean Hannity. And there's some other people in there. I'm not going to mention who they are. We'll let people figure it out.
Yeah.
There's a vicious gang called the MSNBC 13 gang. Very vicious. Covered with Hillary tattoos. It's horrible. Anyway, let me say this. We're going to give away all of that stuff. It's a huge instant library. Now, if somebody doesn't want that, let's say somebody says, you know what, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Maybe you want something else. We will give you a choice. So when we come to the winner, when we announce the winner, we're going to contact the winner, and we're going to say, do you want this? And we're going to give you the whole list of everything. It's actually at MetaxasTalk.com. If you click, it'll give you the list. But it's insane. It's insane. It's literally 50-plus books.
If you go to the dictionary and look up embarrassment of riches, there's a picture of it.
There's a picture of me standing around the swag and the books.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's so much that we're going to give you an option in case you want something more modest. You say, I don't need all that. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to say, if you do win the prize, it's a great thing to donate to a school library or something like that. It really would just – it's an instant library. It's huge, okay? And then there's T-shirts, mugs, hats, there's all that stuff, all kinds of cool stuff. There's Albin Sader books. There's four books by you.
Yep.
It's really cool. So I want to say that so just to be clear, we're gonna contact the winner. And if you choose that you say, I can't use the 50 books and all that different stuff, I don't know who I'd give it to or what to do, then we will give you an option, plan B, okay?
Yes.
But I also want to say that we will then give the grand prize to the second person on the list, okay?
Right.
Now,
so if you don't want the grand prize, you get $5, and then we'll give the grand prize to the second.
People across America are getting confusing. Eric, shut up. Get back to John Zmierak.
We will.
Just give us like 1 minute. We'll get back to John Zmierak. So we're going to do that. We're also going to have a second grand prize, which is going to be, you know, a little bit less, because I just thought you all have been so generous. I'm so grateful to my audience. I just can't tell you. When I saw that number, it must have been Thursday or something. I opened it up and it said $84,000. I said, this is unbelievable. We didn't know if we were going to hit 37. And we hit it. We went over. Yeah. We went way over. So, again, I just want to say God bless you. Thank you so much. All right. So we're going to come back with Zmierak. A couple other things real quick before we get back to Zmierak. We have an app. If you go on your phone, you put in the app store, you put in Metaxas, and you get the app. You can listen to this program any time you want, 24/7. You don't have to wait till it's on your radio or you don't have to whatever. I recommend it. I also recommend check out Metaxas Super, which means commercial-free podcasting. Plus, you get videos. You see video of us talking right now. You can watch it that way if you like it. I want to mention that. And in case I didn't mention it in this segment, I want to say it over and over and over. If you order anything from MyPillow.com, and why wouldn't you, use our discount. It's Eric or Metaxas. Use it. You get a huge discount. Tell your friends, MyPillow.com. We'll be right back with John Zmierak. Don't go away.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. While the threat of a direct hit on Florida has all but evaporated, Dorian is expected to pass dangerously close to Georgia and South Carolina, and perhaps strike North Carolina on Thursday or Friday. Captain Matt Brews, a talk show host with Salem Radio's WGUL-AM in Tampa, is monitoring Dorian. The former New York City firefighter says that the storm's destructive force will be felt along the southeast coast, even if it doesn't make landfall.
Anything from I-95 east is going to be ground zero for tropical force winds, torrential rains. If the storm moves closer, remember we talked about the mileage. And as far as being out there, if it's out 50 miles, the hurricane force winds are out 45 miles. They'll pretty much be right on top of the shoreline.
Over 2 million people along the coast of Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina have been warned to evacuate. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey, folks, who else brings you this kind of awesome music? My goodness. And not only that, but John Zmierich. John Zmierich, let's continue the conversation. We're talking about your article, which was published today at the stream.org. It's called Mass Shootings Cause Mass Delusions. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think we could just wrap it up by saying that the craziness of mass shootings, their shocking nature, has led people to give up long-held political principles. Liberals are willing to trample all over the constitutional Second Amendment rights of every American because of a few psychopathic mass shooters. They weren't willing to trample on the religious rights of Muslims in the wake of 9/11. They aren't willing to actually try to take the mentally ill off the streets. They're willing to leave them, you know, in drug-induced stupors all over the streets of our cities. We see the homeless taking over the streets in Los Angeles and San Francisco. They're not willing even to scapegoat illegal immigrants. They're not willing to – they want to abolish ICE. They support sanctuary cities that let people like Kate Steinle's murderer go free. But – when it comes to Second Amendment rights, they sound like fascists. They're like, oh, okay, we have to get rid of all guns in the country. That way no one can commit a gun crime. Oh, well, by that logic, there would be no jihad attacks if you got rid of all Muslims. There would be no immigrant crime if you deported illegal immigrants. Oh, no, you can't do that. It's a bizarre double standard. The liberals are willing to take the Second Amendment rights of actual American citizens, but they're not willing to deport violent, illegal alien criminals.
Well,
what is going on there? It sort of boggles the mind.
Well, it's consistent in the sense that I would say that liberal, you know, left wing ideology is in a way self-loathing because if you believe that we're created in the image of God, one way to get back at God is to hate his creation. And there is a loathing of human beings. In other words, there's a self-flagellating tendency. It's always in the narrative when we're talking about our carbon footprint. I don't want to have kids because the kids are going to, you know, consume things. It's really kind of an anti-human worldview, which is in keeping with the anti-God worldview. It really sort of makes sense according to its own logic. And, of course, I don't agree with
it. Well, it's interesting. If you're a leftist who says that human beings are a plague on the planet, and if you have more than one or two kids, you're a monster, and really we should want the world population to fall and fall and fall. I mean, there's one advisor to Pope Francis who says we need to eliminate 3/4 of the world's population or the planet won't survive. He's the Pope's chief science advisor on climate change.
Why doesn't he start by jumping out a window?
Exactly.
Jumping on two or three more people.
Yeah, kill some of those Swiss guards. What are they doing standing around taking up valuable oxygen? Oh, my gosh.
These anti-human liberals, I tell them, you know, if you want to get a saffron robe and a can of gasoline, you know, I'm happy to make some more while you immolate yourself.
That's the problem. It's that it really is, I think we've said enough.
How is that worldview much different? How is that worldview much different from the people who shoot up the school?
But that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. I'm glad we ended on a consistent learning teaching moment. John, we're out of time. It's wonderful to have you for both hours today. Thank you so much. Keep writing for stream.org. Folks, you should find John's books. You can find them wherever fine tobacco products are sold. John Zmirak, that's with a Z-M-I-R-A-K. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.